Homebrew 6.0 represents a significant architectural shift for macOS package management. The most notable change is the transition to a new dependency resolver that's designed to handle complex package relationships more efficiently.
From a market perspective, Homebrew's evolution reflects the increasing complexity of modern software development. Developers are working with more dependencies, more diverse architectures, and more sophisticated build requirements. Package managers need to evolve accordingly.
The new version introduces what they call atomic transactions for package operations. This means that if any part of a complex installation fails, the entire operation rolls back cleanly. It's a fundamental reliability improvement that addresses one of the most common sources of developer frustration.
The business implications are substantial. Development teams lose significant productivity when package management systems fail in inconsistent states. By solving this reliability issue, Homebrew is essentially reducing the total cost of ownership for macOS development environments.
However, there's a concerning security story that provides important context. The Arch user repository discovered that over 400 packages had been compromised with InfoStealers and rootkits. This represents one of the largest package repository security breaches we've seen.
This AUR compromise highlights the fundamental security challenges in distributed package management. Unlike centralized repositories with rigorous review processes, community-maintained packages create attack surfaces that are difficult to monitor comprehensively.
The attack methodology was sophisticated. The malicious actors targeted packages with legitimate functionality, then embedded information-stealing code that would harvest credentials, browser data, and system information. The rootkit components enabled persistent access to compromised systems.
What's particularly concerning is the time scale. Some of these compromised packages were available for months before detection. This means potentially thousands of developers may have unknowingly installed malware through routine package management operations.
The Homebrew team has responded by emphasizing their multi-layer security approach, including automated scanning, community review, and cryptographic verification. But the AR incident demonstrates that no package ecosystem is immune to these attacks.
This creates a strategic dilemma for development teams. The convenience and extensive package availability of systems like AUR are major productivity benefits, but the security risks are becoming increasingly serious. Organizations need to implement additional validation layers.
There's also the macOS development angle with the news that macOS 27 beta is breaking Asahi Linux boot capability. This represents the ongoing tension between Apple's security model and open source compatibility.
Apple's decision to modify the boot security architecture in macOS 27 may be driven by legitimate security improvements, but it has immediate negative consequences for users running alternative operating systems on Apple Silicon hardware.
The Asahi Linux team is working on compatibility fixes, but this incident illustrates the broader challenge of maintaining open source projects that depend on proprietary platform behaviors. Every macOS update potentially breaks community-developed solutions.
From a market dynamics perspective, this reinforces Apple's control over their hardware ecosystem. While they've been relatively accommodating to projects like Asahi Linux, they're not obligated to maintain compatibility when making security-focused changes.
Let's shift to some positive developments in the open source space, particularly MIMO Code's decision to open source their development platform and what this means for the broader coding education landscape.